a Skagway man is indicted on charges of ivory smuggling. And permitting to modify the Haines Ferry Terminal moves forward, but the Alaska Marine Highway System's plans for the Alaska-class ferries may stop those modifications from being carried out. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. The Skagway Borough Assembly approved an ordinance at a meeting last night that will amend municipal code to redefine the hotel room tax as a short-term rental tax. The ordinance defines short-term rentals as overnight accommodation for less than 30 consecutive days. These rentals will be taxed at 8%. The proposal comes after multiple failed attempts in recent months to create new taxes and regulations for short-term home and room rentals offered through services such as Airbnb and VRBO. The ordinance was drafted and recommended by the Finance Committee. The Assembly approved the ordinance unanimously. Also at the meeting, the Assembly approved Mayor Monica Carlson's decision to appoint Orion Hansen as an ex officio member of the Skagway Development Corporation's board. As an ex officio member, Hansen will serve as a liaison between the borough's committees and SDC, but will not vote on board decisions. A trial date has been set for a lawsuit involving Alaska Excursions and a client who claims she suffered injuries while on a zipline tour offered by the company in August of 2017. Lisa Young is suing the Skagway-based company for negligence after a guide allegedly failed to operate the brakes correctly on the zipline, causing Young to collide with a tree. According to the lawsuit, Young sustained a back injury from the incident and is still receiving treatment. At a pretrial conference this morning, Judge Philip Pallenberg set a trial date for October 14, 2019, unless the parties reach a settlement beforehand. The lawsuit is one of two that have been filed against Alaska Excursions recently. Court records show that three women filed a complaint against the company on September 18th for personal injury and/or property damages from an automobile-related incident. Alaska Excursions came under scrutiny earlier this year when several former employees raised concerns about the company's safety practices. Since then, a client drowned on a tour offered by the company, and multiple lawsuits have been filed. A Skagway man has been indicted on charges of ivory smuggling, according to an announcement made this morning by the Department of Justice. The indictment alleges that James Terrence Williams exported raw walrus ivory tusks from Alaska to Indonesia for carving, then smuggled the tusks back into the U.S. An investigation led by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service found that Williams submitted false records of the importation, transportation, and sale of the tusks from 2014 to 2016. Walrus ivory cannot be exported out of the United States nor imported into the United States without a permit. If convicted, Williams faces up to 10 years in prison and fines of up to $250,000. Williams owned Inside Passage Arts until it closed recently. The Skagway Gallery specialized in Native Northwest American art, Asian arts, and antiques. The gallery's website described Williams as a world traveler who is known throughout the Northwest, Alaska, and Bali, where he accumulates unique art and artifacts. Williams could not be reached for this story. Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities is moving forward with permitting for a redesign of the Haines Ferry Terminal. The modifications to the terminal were first proposed to allow the new Alaska-class ferries to move in and out as quickly and efficiently as possible. However, it is unclear whether the terminal project will be carried out now that the Alaska Marine Highway System has proposed to add crew quarters to the new ferries and deploy one of the ferries in Prince William Sound. Last week, the Army Corps of Engineers received an application from the Department of Transportation for a permit to make modifications to the terminal. DOT spokeswoman Aura Landau said that the project would add an additional berth and increase efficiency.
The work that would be done to make it happen would be to do some offshore dredging, putting in some offshore piles, adding a concrete float, and two bridges to the vessels.
Landau said the permitting timeline is not very long and construction would only take one season. During construction, ferries would be able to get in and out of the terminal. But according to Landau, DOT will not start the new project until it is sure that the proposed changes will be needed. Originally, AMHS had planned to run one of the Alaska-class ferries as a day boat between Haines and Skagway, and the other between Juneau and Haines. The ferry terminal redesign included a second berth so that one of the ferries could remain in Haines overnight. The redesign also allowed the terminal to take advantage of the ferry's new bow doors, which allow quicker loading and unloading. Recently, AMHS announced that it planned to install crew quarters on the ships so that they can run longer distances and allow staff to spend more time on board without violating labor regulations. Under the new proposal, the Tazelina would service Prince William Sound and the Hubbard would run between Juneau, Haines, and Skagway. At a meeting earlier this month, AMHS Executive Director Shirley Marquardt said that the new plan for the Alaska-class ferries would not require modifications to the Haines Ferry Terminal. However, the proposal to add crew quarters is not set in stone. Landau says if the crew quarters are not added, DOT will be ready to move forward with the modifications on the terminal if needed.
DOT is continuing with the design, and that includes finishing the permitting process so that the dock, should it be built, is fully designed and ready to go. The discussion is still underway about the crew quarters and what to do with those vessels. Whatever happens with that, we'll have a ferry facility terminal dock developed that will be ready to meet them should they need it.
Landau stressed that the amount and frequency of service will not be reduced under the new proposal. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.